Now, we know there's a lockdown around the city, around the CBD and outskirts for the G20, but you'd think you're safe in the outer areas, in your own suburbs, but now we're getting warnings from spy agencies that some of the areas outside of that security fortress could be vulnerable to a terror attack during the summit. Professor Greg Barton is International Director of the Global Terrorism at Monash University, and he joins us now. Hi, Greg.
Hi, good morning. Good to speak with you, Loretta.
So is this, you know, should we be concerned about this, that we're in our own suburbs outside that secure area, that something might happen?
Yeah, I think the message for our listeners, Loretta, is just to be paying attention. And as they say in the signs, you see something, say something, speak up if you have concerns. That's the best line of defence. It's that sort of general intelligence work that members of the public speaking up when they have a concern. It does make sense that if you put all your police resources into locking down downtown, as you must with something like the G20, two things happen. One is people go looking for alternate targets in areas less hardened, easier. And secondly, they recognise that there's less police out in the suburbs because they've all been drawn into the centre. Mm. Yeah, if anything were to happen in the greater Brisbane area and a link was made with G20, it really wouldn't matter whether it was downtown or out in the suburbs. From the point of view of those behind the attack, they'd get the publicity internationally that they're looking for. So, you know, that logic is not lost on them. So that reminds us of what a great challenge we're facing.
There would be, well, obviously there's going to be a focus in our central city area where the G20 is happening, but would there be still a heightened alert for the suburbs? In a sort of a, I know it's a huge area we're looking at here, but in a like a blanket viewpoint?
Yeah, there certainly is. There's a heightened alert everywhere because of G20, and the reality is you tighten up one area and that makes other areas more at risk. And, of course, you're losing your resources as you take them to the centre. So the key is for people not to panic or to sort of get all paranoid about this, but to just be paying extra care and extra attention. And as soon as they see something, some behaviour, some object, something that makes them feel concerned, a gut response, to speak up and just say, look, I just saw something, maybe it's nothing, but it's a van parked at the street or somebody doing something strange, I'm a bit uneasy. Better to be extra cautious than to assume that somebody else is paying attention.
Once again, it's just being alert, all of us being alert at this time, but not alarmed.
Yeah, not panicking, but speaking up rather than keeping quiet.
Yeah, I've always thought, though, that, you know, we, as you said, all the focus on other areas, they're likely to strike somewhere where you're least expecting it. While the other areas are being protected, you forget about, you know, different locations.
Well, Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, what are you thinking there?
Look, that's also possible. I mean, the reality is that if somebody can do something in southern Queensland and make a link with G20, say they're doing it because of G20, the international media, as well as our own national media, will be all over it, and they will have achieved something. So that logic is not lost on them, and it just makes the work of the authorities so much harder.
Okay, I think we're well and truly prepared. But, Greg, thank you for your time this morning.
Good speaking with you, Ed.
Professor Greg Barton, International Director of the Global Terrorism at Monash University.